Hadn't thought about that in a while.
Yeah, I know, it's not something you really think about, is it?
I don't know.
What would you call it, corn silk?
Oh, corn stalk, corn silk, yes.
You wouldn't
yes.
call it like a tassel?
It ends in a tassel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, pintos are a type of...
bean.
And if somebody told you that they ate beans for dinner, what kind of beans would you think that they had for dinner?
I would think of pinto or string beans.
Mm-hmm. Now, the tomatoes that are supposed to be this big,
yeah,
what are they called?
Cherry tomatoes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And the brown vegetables that they grow in Idaho are called?
Potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's a purplish-red vegetable that you can slice up and...
Eggplant.
Well,
that's
a good purplish vegetable, but what about the ones that they slice up and put in cans and juice on, and you can make borscht out of it?
Oh, beets.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the yellow vegetable, it's about that big?
That's a squash
mm-hmm.
of some type.
What other types of squash are there?
My favorite is what's called patty pan or southern or summer
mm-hmm.
squash, and it's also called scalloped, the little green flat ones. That's I think the best.
I've never had one of those.
Oh, they're wonderful.
I'll have to try that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, I love squash.
Only two or three months during the summer do you get those.
Oh, huh.
They're just cooked with onions.
Mm-hmm. Are pumpkins squash?
They're of the family, I would think.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't really consider pumpkin, you wouldn't really think of pumpkin when you say squash.
I generally don't, because I think it's more like a sweet potato. You know, you use a sweet potato pie, or,
uh-huh.
and pumpkin pie are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're different families, but they taste very much alike.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is inside of a cherry?
A stone or a pit.
Mm-hmm. And what would be your preferred word for that? What would you say?
Probably pit.
Okay. How about inside a peach?
Stone, I guess.
Okay.
Peach stone.
Now, if you crack open a peach stone...
there's a little... soft, I don't know what you'd call it.
Okay, not everybody has a word for it. It's fine. What about a peach that the seed just falls out of easily? That's called what?
A peach.
Yeah,
are
it's a type
seed?
Of peach. Yeah, there's two types of peaches.
Oh, there's, yeah. Free, let's see. What do you call those? Oh, well, I know.
Yeah, free something.
Free stone or free,
mm-hmm.
yeah, free stone peach.
Mm-hmm. And the opposite of that is a...
now, that I don't know.
You ever heard of a cling peach? Or?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I hadn't...
I had always heard of cling peaches, and I didn't know why they called them cling peaches.
I didn't know that. Uh-huh. I didn't either. But I've heard the name.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Freestone was what we always liked in the South.
Mm-hmm.
From anyone from the South, I think,
mm-hmm.
likes the Georgia Freestone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now you can spread jam on bread, or something similar to jam is